You might remember this year's Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film went to Son of Saul. It's a Hungarian movie about the Zöllner Kommando. These were the Jewish prisoners forced to lead other Jews to the Nazi gas chambers. The director wanted his characters to speak the languages they would have in real life, but he needed help with the Yiddish, which most Eastern European Jews spoke at the time. You won't find that many Yiddish speakers today. But the director found a man in Tel Aviv who spends his days making Yiddish come alive. Daniela Cheslow has a story.
Mendy Kahan presides over a library of 57,000 Yiddish books. It's an unusual setting, the fifth floor of Tel Aviv's grimy central bus station.
You have the buses shaking and the walls vibrating here, which reminds you every time that culture is not a secure and stable thing. Culture is a shaky thing which you have to uphold.
He would know. Mendy grew up in Antwerp, Belgium, speaking Yiddish at home. His parents were Holocaust survivors. In the 1980s, Mendy moved to Israel, where Hebrew is the predominant language, and he began collecting Yiddish books that people were throwing out. Now 52, he has piercing blue eyes, bushy eyebrows, and a receding mane of gray hair. And he smokes.
My Yiddish books, I must say, they survived gases. They survived ships and boats and sea and wars, and a little cigarette smoke will not hurt them.
There's also a stage between the shelves where Mendy hosts musicians and performs translated versions of standards like Fever. One day in 2013, Hungarian film director Laszlo Nemes walked into Mendy's library looking for help with Yiddish. It was for a film he was making that was set in the gas chambers of Auschwitz.
When I heard that he wants to make a Holocaust movie, I was hesitant. Like I said, no, another one is going to tackle the Holocaust in a movie. It's true that I would rather not. I would rather we do something else because it's such a difficult subject. But when I saw his work and when I saw the script, I understood that he has here an opening which no one has yet tried.
The movie tells the story of Saul, a Hungarian prisoner who escorts his fellow Jews into the gas chambers and then drags out the bodies. Mendy says for him, Yiddish is a language of life, so translating the dialogue into Yiddish was an especially dark experience.
Always when the theme of Holocaust just approaches, it's kind of an elevator taking me down, and something forces me to stay there, to look as much as I can.
Mendy also coached the Hungarian, German, and Polish actors in Yiddish, mostly through months of training over Skype.
What's the difference between a Hungarian nye and a Yiddish nye? Do you say mishpuche? Do you say mishpuche?
That's the Yiddish word for family. He says the most difficult part was recording Yiddish for scenes of death in the movie. Last week, the Tel Aviv Cinematheque screened Son of Saul on Israel's Holocaust Memorial Day. Ruti Fulwider was there. She's a computer graphics designer. And like most young Israelis, she doesn't speak Yiddish. She told me Yiddish might have been the glue for European Jews from the past, but today
it's like a relic from a lost world, which is sad, but it's gone and we have Hebrew to glue us together now.
Mendy Kahan says his life's work is to make sure Yiddish is not forgotten, especially in Israel. He's grateful for the chance to use Yiddish to make the Holocaust story more vivid, but he dreams of working on a film that depicts the rich world Yiddish speakers inhabited before the Holocaust.
I think we should make an historical movie in Yiddish, which would be like in the 16th or 17th century, and this would be like a beautiful movie showing the extent of Yiddish, and you would have the different Yiddishes and songs and things, and we have novels that we can base upon.
But it would be a movie that most people would need subtitles to understand. For The World, Daniela Cheslow, Tel Aviv.